Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining. This is the Dirty 30 Diary. I'm your host, Dirty D. And let's recap. First, let me get my thoughts together because we need to have like a separate show about people who are just like messy. Like, that's like a whole nother show. So I think I'm going to do that. But anyway, so yeah, my phone is lit right now with shit that I don't want on it. So we will just like, forgive me if I sound a little irritated because I definitely am. But I'm not going to let it fuck up what I have going on and I'm going to move past it. So just a simple recap. Last week we talked about we talked about friends with benefits first. I'm currently in a friends with benefits situation, currently working out like the little, you know, bullshit that comes with that, like coming to an understanding about what we want, we don't want. And I happened to pose a question of who, you know, who has been involved in this situationship or friends with benefits situation. And I had one follower on the Dirty 30 Diary Instagram page that she basically shared that she has been in a 10-year relationship or friends with benefits situation. And she came on the show. She shared her experiences and everything that comes with it. Came to the conclusion that she's not really friends with this person. So they don't have like that interaction where, you know, you call them, ask them how they're doing. You share, you know, some special moments, et cetera, et cetera. So they don't really have that. So, which basically kind of raises the question again, like, is this possible? Like, do people have these amazing friendships that, you know, used to be something on a more intimate level and then they turn into something like, you know, they go back to being platonic? And then what happens to that person when that person is in your life? So my next question, as I post every Thursday, is Dirty 30 Thursday, and I post a question of the week, and you are free to join the conversation on my Instagram, Twitter, or even Facebook under the dirty30diary.com. That's 30 with a 30. So I posed the question of the week, which was, would you end a friendship with your ex to satisfy a relationship? Now, before I read comments and any of the, you know, any of the DMs that I've received, the answer was 33% of people said yes, they would end a friendship with their ex to satisfy a relationship, and 67% said no, which is very interesting because most of the comments state otherwise. So okay, so let me read some of the comments first. So someone said they absolutely would. And pretty much everyone in the comments said yes. Someone said there's two ways to view it. One, there should be enough trust with your current relationship to the point where exes, et cetera, shouldn't matter. And two, the past is the past and it probably is a good idea to leave it there. Someone else said, hell yeah, if I'm in a great relationship, I'm not jeopardizing my relationship for someone who isn't even comparable with me. And that has nothing to do with insecurities. We can be cordial, but nothing more. And then someone else said, perhaps they should have many times. Someone else said, sure. Another person said, yep, exes are exes for a reason. Another person says, yes. Another person says, to be in the present. Another person says, also says, yes, absolutely. So, yeah, it's like, it doesn't add up. Like, some people said no. Most people said, and the comments clearly say that most people are saying yes, they would definitely end the relationship to satisfy the new relationship. And in the poll, a lot of people said no. Most people said no. So let me give a little back history about my situation. So I was in a relationship, and a lot of people have heard me talk about this because this is one of the main reasons why, well, not one of the main reasons, but this is pretty much what set the tone for the Dirty 30 Diary. I actually had a situation where I was with someone who I thought was my soulmate. And even after we broke up, we were still, like, no matter what I did or cheated on her, et cetera, like, we were still in a very good place as friends. Granted, I still had feelings for her, so it wasn't strictly platonic. And we were still having sex, so it was definitely not platonic. It is more so now. I haven't had sex with her recently. Have I had sex with her this year? I think I had sex with her this year. But, actually, I think it was, like, New Year's Eve or something to that effect. But anyway, yeah, so I do not have, you know, I'm one of those people who, like, I build bonds with people. And when you build a bond with someone, it's pretty much like, depending on the strength of that bond, like, you don't just, like, end things, like, and it's just over. So I have a lot of situations that, you know, in my life where me and the person has been intimate, or we've dated and it didn't work out for whatever reason, or you know how, like, you're just intimate with someone, but you know, over a while, like, over time, you may have, like, grown out of the whole intimacy thing, and then it just becomes something that's like, okay, well, we're cool and you're cool, or like, maybe you guys have some type of business relationship, like, I'm very much into, like, I'm a creative, so I often meet people and, like, I get ideas for these people and their businesses, and it just kind of blossoms from there. And then you're kind of, like, in this weird space where they don't know if they can work with you because you guys have a history in that way. But then I'm like, chill. Like, I don't care what our history is. If we're cool now and I feel like we can work together now, or we could be cool now for whatever other reason, like, I'll do that. So a lot of people aren't that way. A lot of people, when you're with someone and it doesn't work out, like, they're pretty much, like, they're done. So I'm not like most people, I will say that. So when it's presented to me, this question came to me and I had to answer it for myself, like, if I got with someone and they had an issue with me being friends with my ex, would I end that relationship? Like, I don't think so. Like, I think that being with me requires a certain level of security, just because I do have a history of cheating, for one. And also, I do have a lot of friends that I have had sex with. Because you guys don't know, but I'm definitely better, very much so, like, better at it now. I don't necessarily, besides my friends with benefits situation, which, you know, didn't happen until months into our, you know, us meeting. I don't have too many current relationships that are like that. As far as, like, oh, like, if someone were to come to my life right now, sweep me on my feet, they would probably have, like, one relationship that they would question. But I definitely feel like everyone in my life has that understanding of where we are. And I'm not, as far as my ex is concerned, we're pretty platonic at this point. We don't spend as much time together as we used to. But I know for a fact that it used to make her friends, as well as my friends, or people that she was dating, as well as people that I would meet and be dating, it would make them uncomfortable, to the point where I was dating someone at the time, and it was getting to the point where I was trying to spend more time with one person, because I was pretty much trying to get over her at that point, and it wasn't the best decision. It wasn't the best decision made on my part, because I should have given myself time to get over her and then started dating. But I didn't do it that way, and I was actually trying to get out of my feelings with her by dealing. You know, they say that, you know, the best way to get over someone is to get under someone. Like, that's what I was trying to do. And in my case, that is not the best. That's not, you know, that wasn't the best case. Like, in my case, that wasn't the best choice that I made. So, I pretty much was just in this position where I was like, okay, well, I'm finna date this person, and it's gonna help me get over you. And it was kind of fucked up because I got the other person's feelings involved, and I wasn't completely over my ex. And then when it came down to it, I pretty much let the other person go, and I was still entertaining her. So in that case, like, it was fucked up on both ends, because my ex, who is now just my friend, is feeling neglected, and, you know, kind of, she respected our friendship, and I basically just was like, okay, well, I'm going to try to talk to her because, you know, whatever the case may be, like, I'm just trying to get over you. So I'm going to go entertain her. In entertaining her, I ended up neglecting our friendship, which I didn't quite understand at the time. I was just like, well, it sounds like you're jealous, and, you know, but in all actuality, she was just used to our friendship. So I had neglected our friendship. So I think when we create bonds with people, we don't realize that people get attached to us and we get attached to people. So if you are with someone and you guys don't work out, they don't just lose a lover. Like, they lose a friend. Like, if they spend all day every day with you, they lose a huge chunk of, you know, their day that was dedicated to you. Like, to the point where they have to, you know, figure out, you know, okay, well, I was been spending all my time with this person, and now this person is no longer in my life. So, like, what's going to happen? And I'm not trying to sound dramatic at all. Like, if you think about the people you talk to on a daily basis, or even if you think, like, you know, someone that you spent a huge chunk of time with on a daily basis, and then when they're not there, like, it affects you. Like, it may not be dramatic, like, you know, oh my God, what am I gonna do? But it's kind of like you realize that the place that they had in your life. So I think, like I said, my answer to that, would I do that? I would say no. Like, I definitely understand that you're obviously gonna spend more time with your significant other and less time with your friends when that happens. And that's, like, you know, that's one of the things that comes with the relationship, I think, that it's hard to, you know, it's hard for your friends to, you know, deal with until it's their turn, obviously, which is so crazy that, like, we get so mad at our friends when they're, like, not being around us as much and they investing all their time, and then we get booed up and we do the same shit. So, yeah. I definitely feel like now, having gone through, because I just, with my friends and benefits situation, I was in my feelings because she was dating someone. I was dating someone and stopped giving her all my attention. Then she started dating someone, stopped giving me all her attention. And all I remember thinking about was the phrase in that my ex-girlfriend used when I did the same thing to her. And it was just like, either way, like, you're going to have to make a choice, and you end up choosing, when you constantly are with this person, you're making the, instead of another person, you're choosing to be with this person. So, not to sound dramatic or, you know, whatever it is, but you do make a choice. When you get a girlfriend or a boyfriend and you spend all your time with them, knowing that you normally spend time with another set of people, like your regular platonic friends, you're ultimately choosing one over the other, even if it's just time. So I get that now. So now I think, moving forward, you just have to find, like, balance. If I'm not dating right now, and I keep emphasizing that, but it seems like people keep popping up. So I'm not dating. So it's just one of those things where you definitely have to choose to be, you have to choose to find balance. So if your ex is truly your friend, like, you guys don't have sex, you guys don't make out, you guys don't, you know, engage in ratchet activity. Like, if you guys literally, all you do is hang out and all you do is, you know, share this bond that you guys have, as friends, if that's all you guys have, like, is that something that you're willing to give up in order to, if your mate is insecure about your past relationship? And is your friendship strong enough and worth holding on to? Like, if you had to choose, would you be willing to give that up to have someone that you think might be the, you know, the one for you? And everybody's answer might be different. Me personally, I'm personally not letting someone else dictate who I'm friends with. If I tell you that it's not, is this platonic and we're not fucking no more and there's no attraction on my end or your or their end, and you don't believe that, like, that's your problem. It's not my problem. So I feel very strongly about, you know, setting boundaries at this point, just because I had had situations where things get switched around and people, and I have had a lot of situations where people literally are, they do like me and they want to date me, and I don't have any fucking clue, or I might have like an inkling that it's possible if I wanted to, but I don't want to, so it's kind of like I ignore it almost. Like, those type of situations, you have to be very careful. But if you say that your friend is your friend, and yes, you might have fucked them in the past or got with them or had sex with them in some form or fashion, and you say that that's no longer an option for either one of you, then I think you should get over it. Like, why, if you guys really have a friendship and a bond and, like, you know, that's one of your best friends. Like, in my case, my ex is, I consider her to be one of my best friends. I know that I can call her if I need anything. I know that she probably wouldn't call me because she's just, that's the type of person, she's not the type of person that, like, you know, likes to bother people. I'm the same way, but I know that if I get desperate to the point where I need her, like, she'll come through. I still, like, if I cook, I'll bring her a plate. Like, certain things, I try to be mindful of how we were even without, like, because you, I kind of feel like if you don't have this bond with this person, like, who are you? Like, who are you? When you guys break up, it's crazy to me that people break up and then act like they've never met. Like, they act like they don't know each other. And I'm like, well, how strong was your guys' bond if being in an actual relationship, not being in an actual relationship makes you guys strangers? Like, I've never understood that, me personally. So, yeah, me and her have a bond. We get along. Like, it's nothing but laughs and conversation every time we get together. Even though we're not compatible on a relationship level, we are still very much compatible as friends. So I'm not going to act like that doesn't exist because of this other person. If that happens naturally, where we're not spending as much time together, we're not as cool over time, then, you know, that's one thing. Also, like, that's another point that I want to bring up. Like, sometimes, what if it doesn't happen? Like, I don't ever want to be the reason. Like, say, for example, I meet a woman, she's like, you know, I'm really feeling you, but I don't really rock with the fact that you're still friends with your ex. So if my response was, okay, babe, like, I want to see where this goes, like, okay, cool. And then I decide to, you know, tell my friend that, you know, I just want to see where this goes, like, blah, 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 blah. Like, I think about, like, what would that make somebody feel like, if I'm your friend and then you tell me that we can't be friends no more because your girl or boyfriend is, like, uncomfortable with the fact that we used to fuck, like, I don't know how that would make me feel, especially if, like, we're real friends. Like, I would probably feel a way. I would respect it and be like, okay, cool, if that's what you need to do to satisfy your relationship, awesome, like, more power to you, I hope it works out. But then what if it doesn't work out? Then you're gonna come back to me and just say, what? Oh, it didn't work out. You want to be friends again? Cool. Like, it's kind of lame. Like, I don't know. That's just me. Then on the flip side, if you come to me and you just decide that you're not going to be with this guy or girl and, like, oh, we're, you know, well, that's something I can't deal with. We're not going to be cool. You know, you decide that, you know, I'm not talking to my friends because of you. And then it turns out that you and your friends are no longer cool. And it just ends up feeling very strange. Like, you have this whole, you know, like, you and your friends are no longer cool, and you feel like you missed out on a whole relationship. Like, you feel like, well, damn, we're not even friends anymore for other reasons. And then you potentially, like, do you go and try to get the person back? Like, oh, I'm not friends with them anymore. Like, I know that was an issue for you. I don't know. I just personally feel like in a new, I don't know. It depends on a lot of things. I would say my answer is going to say no. Like, I'm not, I feel like the person that I date should needs to be secure, and that's a sign of insecurity if you're worried about who I fucked, who I'm friends with that I fucked before you. Like, I don't feel like it's gonna work, boo. So just every situation is different, but yes, I definitely feel like it does matter. And I'm not if we're talking about actual friends, we're not talking about I used to have sex with you and every now and then we hang out, or I let you take me out for drinks, or we kind of hang out and you're like, we flirt and all that. No, I'm talking about you were fucking or were dating and now you were strictly friends. You don't flirt. You joke around, maybe, like, you don't, there's no desire to get with me. There's no desire for me to get with you. And we're just cool. If you have a problem, if somebody coming into my life has a problem with my choice of friends, that's like a guaranteed get the fuck out of my life. Like, I don't deal with insecure people. I don't deal with people who are insecure about, you know, stuff that they can't control. I can just control me. You can just control you. And that's not something that I would entertain. So, in my situation, I am still, like I said, I'm still friends with my ex. And if she, I don't know, I definitely feel like she would have the same response. We were actually in an open relationship, so she purposely puts herself in situations where people are not secure, but, you know, she lets everybody know what it is. I make it sound like she, like, just dates a whole bunch of people, but if she's dating, she's dating, and she lets anyone who she's dating know what the deal is, and she puts them up on game. So that was basically my response to the question of the week. I'm not gonna say elephant in the room. So I pretty much, the reason why, if I sound like I'm a little irritated or stressed, I deeply apologize. So this is Dirty 30. We're gonna be, like, transparent. I pretty much, have you ever, we're gonna talk about, like, we're gonna switch it up a little bit. We're gonna talk about frenemies. And when I say frenemies, I'm gonna say, like, friends who are friends, but then there's, like, this underlying, like, I don't know, like, not a hatred, but just, like, have you ever had a friend that, like, you feel like they're your friend, but then you kind of feel like they're, like, a little fake and you're not really sure? I don't know. I'm going to look, like, what is the definition of frenemies? It's like a friend and an enemy. I've never really felt like I've had that with anybody. Yeah, it's like a person, the definition is a person with whom one is friendly despite a fundamental dislike or rivalry. So I have a friend who we've been friends, like, on, like, a very kind of shallow level for, I'll say, 2013, maybe 2012-13, actually before then, but I'll just say, you know, we've been friends for over 5 years, probably more closer to 8, and we're friends, we're cool, just never really knew, like, you know, we didn't spend a lot of time together. I could probably, before we actually got a little bit closer in the more recent years, probably five years into the relationship, I could probably count about 5 times that we were actually close and we were actually friends. So I pretty much have just gotten to the point where I was kind of just, like, questioning our friendship. Like, not because of anything that she did to me, but just because, have you ever met someone who just fucking moves funny? Like, they're your friend, but they're not your friend like that. And I've had a few friends that, you know, I question their motives sometimes. And I'm sure, you know, I'm one of those people that's, like, from gate, I'm, like, super resourceful, helpful. Like, I don't need to know you that well to offer you advice or give you a share a resource with you. So sometimes people are like, you know, where did you come from? Like, what the fuck? So I pretty much in all of that, like in when you get you're friends with somebody, you're cool. You don't really talk to them like that. Like, it's, you see it a lot on reality shows where people are just cool and they're not friends. So anyway, so I'm friends with this girl. We get close. She is going through a time, which we all go through. She moves in with me. She's staying with me for 7 months. We agreed that she would stay with me until she got, you know, save her money, get on her feet, didn't expect her to pay any rent or anything. And I allow her to stay at my place. So she's staying at my place. We're cool. We're, you know, still maintaining this friendship slash like whatever it is. Like, and I did open my home up to her. She's there. Certain things happen and go on, and you know how stuff just happens and goes on, and you remember it a lot differently from what they remember it. So a few people were there to witness the different, you know, interactions that we had. And, you know, ultimately 7 months later, she ended up moving out, and certain things were still just quite odd to me. I did share and vent with a couple of friends, and a couple of people that I'm no longer friends with. Somehow everything that I vented about got back to her, and then she proceeded to tell lies on me to people that, you know, weren't her real friends and were like new friends to me. So this whole ordeal that happened, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get my words together again. I'm like, something just happened today and it's really fresh. I get a text message from someone who is using the same verbiage as this person and pretty much is like, you know, just doing like a whole bunch of messy shit. And I'm not by far a hood rat. I didn't grow up in the hood. I wasn't raised in the hood, but I'm with the shit. So it's kind of like when I feel like people are trying me, I feel like my old ways creeping in, and I often get like a little afraid of like what I'm capable of or what I might do or how I might react, because I think a lot of people who are really nice on a daily basis struggle with being nice all the time, and then once they snap, and then there's like really no turning back. Like, I've told you guys numerous times, I've been to jail for my temper and got a whole ass battery assault charge, so I'm not new to this. Like, so it's very I'm trying to keep my composure and, you know, do this show, but I just can't. Like, that's just not where I'm at as a person. I'm on this journey of transparency and being honest and being true to who I am. And at this point, I'm kind of like, I'm borderline, like, you know, life is life. And sometimes when you get stuff that's on your plate and you're just trying to like compartmentalize everything, it gets to the point where you're just like, you know what has to go, you know what has to stay, but it's that one thing that's like you didn't ask for that's like, look, you gotta go. And sometimes I feel like whatever it is has to go by force. So now I'm in a situation where I'm trying to still be me and true to who I know that I could be, and respectful and not violent and not aggressive, and I'm trying to maintain that, you know, that spirit. And this person is really trying me to the point where I feel like this might not end well. So how do you deal with a frenemy? And like, do you deal with a frenemy? Do you just tell them how it is point blank and then just like cut ties? Because I feel like I've wanted to talk to this person about my gut feelings about this person and how this person moves, but it didn't directly affect me. So I don't know if it could actually be resolved. So I never felt like, is it worth having a conversation? So how do you deal with that? Like, I'm legit asking. I feel like I legit need to have a conversation with this person, and I'm not sure how the conversation will end. And I'm definitely not privy. Like, I've had little situations here and there happen in my adult life, I've never encountered this type of person or this type of situation where things have like snowballed. I feel like it's a friend. You have friends that you know you can depend on, friends that are close to you, friends that are amazing, and then you have friends that you're not, what do you call it? You have friends that aren't so friendly, I guess. Like, you have friends that are just like, you just wish that you could, you know. I mean, I don't really have too many people in my life that I'm like, I wish I never met you. I feel like everyone that you meet and everything you do in life happens for a reason. And even though if it's not revealed to you at that moment, at some point in your life before you die, it'll all make sense. At this point in my life, like, this person hasn't done anything to me. It's more so just I peep everything. I'm really big on energy. I'm really big on people just being genuine all around me. And when I see something that's not so, I call shit how I see it. And this is probably the one rare case where I didn't call it, was because the way that it's presented to me on a daily basis is something that I don't necessarily have to worry about. So me calling something how I see it was like unnecessary, I guess, because it didn't affect me in that way. So here I am, and now I'm getting like these weird text messages, and they're using the same verbiage as this other person. Like, it's just a lot. So I need some help. Like, I need to know, you know, maybe how you dealt with this frenemy situation. If you have a frenemy that you would like to, you know, like, what do you do in this situation? Do you want to be friends with this person, or do you not want to be friends? I've never really had to fake the funk. And I have a whole organization where I sit around people who I don't know, and I've never felt like I have to be fake with any of them, like any person that I've encountered. Of course, you know, obviously you have situations where like you're networking or you're at work and you're doing different things where you do have to put on this like smiley face. But as far as having people in my personal space on a daily basis, I've never encountered a situation like that. So yeah, I want to address, you know, this is for me, it's like the elephant in the room, even though there's nobody in this room. And for me, I'm like, I can't ignore what I'm feeling right now. And it's like a part of it is irritation and aggravation and a little bit of rage. But I'm trying to push through. And I thank you all for bearing with me. And yeah, I just don't. I'm very confused about the direction in which this is going. I don't do messy. I don't do crazy. Like, I'm not a crazy texture. I'm very like that girl that's like, be blessed, but it really means like, go fuck yourself. You know what I mean? Like, I end things where I end them. So it's very interesting to me when I come across a person that's obviously a little hostile and wants to, you know, beef or whatever they're looking for, but they're not going to get it here. And if you do get anything from over here, it's not going to be what you want. So with that being said, I want to know your frenemy situations. Who are your frenemies? How do you handle them? How do you know they're a frenemy? Why are they still around? If they are your frenemies, do you address the situation? Do you not address it? Do you just keep having these frenemies for the rest of your life? Like, what is it? It's kind of like the shit you see in the movies where two people don't like each other, but they like work together, or they like, well, how do you handle the situation? I don't see how y'all do it, because I'm just about ready to go the fuck off. Like, I keep people at a distance, and now I feel like this person is like coming for me. So yeah, I just definitely want to know, like, what is it? Like, what do you do in this situation? Who are your frenemies? If you want to be bold and tag them on tomorrow's question of the week, feel free, slide in my DM. Y'all could come on the show and hash it out. Yeah. So we'll just talk about friendship in general and frenemies and how that whole thing works, because I'm definitely confused and this is not my cup of tea. So, I am going to wrap this up. And again, you can write or follow or comment or, you know, like, share, rate the show. It's the Dirty 30 Diary. That's the Dirty 30 Diary on all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Also, you can write in the Dirty 30 Diary at gmail.com. Again, it's the number. It's the same everywhere. So wherever you see it, that's exactly how you send it out. Yeah, that's pretty much it for tonight. And I look forward to next week. And let's see what it will bring. I apologize if the energy seems a little off. But yeah, this is a real show. I have to come here and do what I do, regardless of whatever is going on in my life. So I hope that, you know, I'm coming clean, giving it to you real and raw. And I hope that you guys understand where I'm at right now. And hopefully you could relate. If not, again, I apologize because, you know, how I'm feeling right now. Like, I don't know. I might be in jail next Tuesday or Wednesday. So anyway, God forbid, knock on wood. So let me know your thoughts about frenemies and how you've dealt with them and how that works, because I need some advice for once in my life. So thank you. We'll see you next week.